the American dream has become a nightmare.
We've got some calls stacked up. You've been patiently waiting, and we'll get to your calls. Also, want to talk about reinventing government, folks. And this is what the scallywags do. Remember all the talk of Al Gore and Bill Clinton about reinventing government? Well, they reinvented it, all right. And we'll explain a little bit about how they've done that. The big reinventing, of course, was right after the
Reconstruction
Civil War, where they basically said, no, we're not going to follow the Constitution anymore. We're just going to do our own thing. And, folks, all of what we're seeing today is an example. Day by day, once you do this to a country, you throw out the Constitution.
Let's take the calls. I've got solutions.
Okay. Melissa in Austin, Texas. Hello, Melissa.
Hello there.
Hi.
Just because words mean something, I would like to go ahead and mention that burrow that you were talking about,
yeah.
Jesse. That's what rodents and vermin do.
No, it's not B-U-R-R-O-W.
Right.
Yeah, you're right.
I think it might fit.
That's exactly what they are.
Yeah. Okay, so.
Gotcha.
But back to the earlier comment about the insurgent that was shot in the mosque.
Yeah, the man?
In Fallujah. Well, I was listening to somebody the other morning, and it was early, so it's kind of foggy in my brain, but they were saying that the difference between an insurgent and what we would normally call what the people in Fallujah are doing is they would be called a guerrilla if we agreed with them, we meaning the government that's invading them.
Well, but listen to what he said, the man who called. He said when they shot the insurgent. Now, if you say when the Marines shot the wounded man.
Right.
Which is he was a wounded man until the Marine blew his head off.
Right, and he'd been in custody for at least 24 hours, injured, wounded.
Right.
And the Marine walked in and decided to kill him like you'd kill an animal that you hate.
Like you'd behead people.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
There's no difference whether it was a sword or the 45.
But see, when we were dealing with the Iran-Contra mess, they were called guerrillas because we agreed with them and
right.
We were funding them and we were, so if you can't call them what they really are.
Well, I've never been one for labels. Let's just call them men and women. Well, I mean,
right.
We can call it a Marine because that's what it was that did the thing.
Right.
We know he was a Marine, but he shot a wounded man.
So what this clarification is when they're labeling these things on the dominant news media, if they were to hold to the standard, these people consider themselves to be what we used to call guerrillas because they are trying to rescue their own way of life.
Well, these people would be exactly what we would be if
That's
somebody
right.
came to our country.
Yeah, we would be called guerrillas, but they would call us insurgents.
Well, I just think they lay the insurgent labels on it so that it takes away the humanity.
Right. That's what I'm saying, though.
Yeah.
That's the difference. An insurgent is bad. A guerrilla is good. So it's all how you label them. And you'll never hear them calling the people in Fallujah guerrillas because that would mean they're good guys.
Or men, women, and children either.
Oh, God, yes. Don't let us call them what they are.
Yeah, you're right, Melissa. Thanks for pointing that out.
Yeah. All right. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bob in Colorado. I'll squeeze you in here. Try to before the break. Hello, Bob.
Thank you. Thank you for your phone reception, the way they handle it. It's quite good. The other thing is, we're trying to take back our county government here, and I was wondering if your guests would know of anybody that I could write to get information on an outline of what to do in the county. Our county commissioners are following the Agenda 21 right down the line, and it's resulting in very high cost of living here in Delta County.
Okay, Bob, hold that thought, and in your reply, Desi. In studio live with us today, Desi Andrews, Dr. Bill V, of course, your moderator, host, all-around good guy here. We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
You have heard it said, coffee is not good for you. Well, the secret of Asia has finally arrived in America. Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb and miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. For all our products or to join us on our wellness journey to Manzanillo, Mexico in February, go to bodymindconnect.com or call 1-800-396-5292. Again, 1-800-396-5292.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of Choice Garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Live today on the 18th day of November 2004. Where has the year gone? Just one more year deeper in debt. Another world, another day in the land of slavery. And another, yes, there you go. Bob in Colorado, you were talking about Agenda 21.
Yes, our elected officials here in the county are passing all kinds of county rules and regulations that's right out of Agenda 21. But the thing of it is, it's costing us an arm and a leg in taxes, and permits, and fees. And I would like to know if I could write to Laura or if she knows someone I could write to get a kind of a format of what to look for and what to do to take back our county.
How much of a political body do you have?
Political body?
Mm-hmm. How many of there are you, Bob?
Of my thinking?
Mm-hmm.
Probably in the neighborhood of 1,000.
Okay, here's where you start in your county, and this is a wonderful thing to do, by the way, because this is a solution. Look to see how these people were elected.
I know how they're elected.
No. Look on the ballot. Were they elected to the, as the county judge, the county commissioner, or were they elected to the office of the county judge, the office of the county commissioner?
That I can't tell.
Well, you go back and look at it, and it'll be to the office of the. So not one of these people, you call them officials, that's a misnomer. They are not officials. There's not one single officer out there. Every one of these people that holds a position in a political...
Excuse me. for breaking in. I don't want to hold the show up. Could I write to you if you'd give me my address? If I
oh,
give
yeah,
you
but
my...
this is a good answer for everybody. So, yes, certainly.
I'm hard of hearing, and half the stuff I don't hear. So.
Well, send me an email, but the rest of them that aren't hard of hearing need to hear the answer. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You can send me an email, and I'll write you how to do
it. I don't have email.
Good Lord, snail mail?
Yeah.
Ugh.
This is the 21st century.
Ugh.
I know, but...
Yeah, you can... Well,
I'm too old to change.
afterwards,
good, Bob, don't.
I'm older than you, Bob. I'm certain, and I can change.
How about 75?
Well, I'm not quite that old.
Okay, then you're not older than me. I have hard hearing and a backache, and I just wanted to write to you if I could, and if not, if it's not possible, it's no problem.
Okay, that's not a problem. I'll have Paul Martin.
Give me a phone number I can call, and we'll cut this off so everybody can get back on the line.
Well, Desi, go ahead and explain.
Okay.
For those people now waiting for your explanation. Go ahead.
All right. The people are never elected as governor. They are elected to the office of governor. The oaths that they take straight from the Texas Constitution say, I accept the duties of the office of. They don't say, I accept the office of, and they don't say, I will fulfill the office or fill the office. They never say that. I accept the duties of the office of, and they run for the office of. So they are all de facto, every single one of them. So he has 1,000 people of like mind, 1,000 people get together, and they sign up, they start an administrative procedure, and they tell these bums they have 30 days to get out of their de jure office because they're going to fill them. I mean, to their de facto office, because they will no longer tolerate de facto. They are not going to give codes and regulations that affect the people, the public in general, and they are to vacate those duties of offices. They're not even in the offices. And those offices will be filled with de jure officers. So the county is a very good place to start. It's all a trick of words. There's not one single duly elected officer in the country.
So if he's got a troops numbering 1,000,
that's enough to boot the bums out. And the second thing they look for is they look for the codes that these people are writing, because they're all agency. All agency people, we have to learn where the regulations are in our states. So they go from the agency, the code the agency writes, and then you go to the regulations. They have to have regulations, and then you see if the regulations are substantive. That means, do they apply to the public in general? And you'll find that they only apply to the agency. Yet we're all snapping our heels and saluting these agencies that only have power over their own agencies, and we're treating it as though it was the law for us all. We have to stop. We have to stop and see the agencies that begin this whole thing. Didn't we? Is there somebody else on the line?
Yeah, John in Central New York. But before I do that, I want to tell folks that your CD set is available.
Uh-huh.
All the research that was done by Marcia and Desi's son and you and a number of other people has been compiled and put on disc. It's a 5-CD set that is available from Republic Broadcasting. And, Desi, would you like to explain a little bit of what's in this for people's edification?
Well, that's Marcia's job, and she's not here.
So then it befalls to you. Sorry.
Well, it's just I wanted to know what got us in this mess. And so I employed my son to do the research to find out. So it's all the research behind how we got here, because we can't get out until we understand how we got there. That's my whole education came from this research that's in this disc. I had to understand thoroughly what started this. It started in the 1840s, and it's corporate takeover. It was perfected in the 1860s. And all the documents, there's a story in there about how it happened and all the documents that can be referred to so you can see the evidence.
And all the documents are included?
Yes, all the documents are in there and they're linked. So you just, as you're reading something and it mentions Reconstruction Acts, you can hit the Reconstruction Acts to read it at that point.
So literally somebody can take your information, start their own little classes, and educate people as to exactly how this government has been hijacked. So they have now a basis for comparison in fact.
Right, and they'll know as much as I do.
That's scary. $180 normally, folks, but exclusively on RBN, you can get this 5-CD set, and it covers a gamut of information. Please, there's no copyrights on this stuff, ladies and gentlemen, so that means that you can copy this, copy, and, well, you can do whatever you – as a matter of fact, this is on CD format. You can print this out. You can put it in a three-ring binder. You can do whatever you would like to with this, but the information is so important. This is the first time that this has ever been done. There's been a lot of good people who have talked about the takeover in 1933, the bankruptcy of the nation, various things that have happened in this country, but we're talking about the starting point of how this de jure, or de facto, I should say, government came into being.
It's actually provisional military government, and that's what we should call it. De facto is their term for themselves. It's a provisional military government.
So starting from that basis, there is nobody that can argue with you, fight with you. You can prove what the court system is.
Absolutely.
What they're trying to do to you, folks. And this is invaluable, not only for researchers, but general information. And we encourage you, folks, to get together. Let's start getting together and pooling our brain power. Let's start plotting and planning let's do our own reconstruction.
I didn't know all that much when I sat down with the study group years ago, and the beauty of the study group that I was lucky enough to be a member of was that the criteria was you don't bring anything patriot theories in here. You don't bring anything in here that's not researched. So we all had to go to the law library with whatever we had that week to present. And so we got pure material, and we didn't.
So there's no guessing or
no.
Embellishing or
no.
Scaremongering
no myths,
or
no
myths.
No.
Okay, here it is, folks.
Yeah.
$180 normally, but we have that on special for $150. And when you purchase this set, you not only support RBN, you support Marsha Duer and Desi Andrews so they can continue doing what they're doing. Folks, invaluable resources, what we're talking here, about a brain trust that put together information that is solid that can be used. And that's the whole point of this. This is about education. And we can't do anything. Desi, I hate to see people go off half-cocked. I really do. It's true. A little information is very, very dangerous. Unless you know the full extent and the depravity of what's been done to this country. That's what we're talking about, the very origins of it. So we can throw out all the myths, as you said, Desi, all the speculation. Here it is, government documents. This is fully supported and 100% certified as true. And that's the moniker for the network, because you can't handle the truth unless you know what has – you need this for a comparative basis, folks. Once you show people this, they get it.
We are so coming up with answers now. I mean, they're just hitting us every day. We're getting solutions day after day. I mean, it's just really remarkable what we're making work now. And it once we understood the power of the war powers and the provisional military government and the courts, once we understood that from that basis, we are now able to make headway.
The set's available for $150. That's $30 off for the Republic Broadcasting listening audience. And as we said, it is not copyrighted. You have our permission to duplicate this information and educate others. All you need to do, ladies and gentlemen, is call 800-724-2719. You can put this on a MasterCard or Visa, money order, checks. Let me give you the address, and this includes shipping. You can send this simply to P.O. Box 6719. Round Rock, Texas, 78683. Just make it out to CSIN if it's a check or money order, or we still accept FRNs wrapped in foil. Gets through the mail just fine. So CSIN, P.O. Box 6719, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. This is what we've been talking about for the last how many months here, Desi? Every single Thursday. This is all the research that you've done. Folks, let's not depend on too few people for the information. We're smart. We can cookie-cutter this. We can duplicate it. And, yes, we can get our country back. All right? I'm tired and sick and tired of people telling me, oh, no, they've got it. They've got us by the nose hairs here.
Oh, not even close.
Not even close, folks. Remember, possession is 9/10 of law. We possess this country. It is ours. It doesn't belong to an international monopoly. It doesn't belong to an international cartel. It belongs to what? We the people. That's you and me. And it's not for sale, and it's not for a giveaway. All we need to do is occupy and take it back. And, folks, you know what? We can do this nonviolently. The violence is what they're waiting for.
After the break, Bill and I want to talk about something funny.
All righty. We'll do that right after this. Stay tuned.
Hey, Jack Blood here. And folks, I wanted to take a minute to discuss your health. You know, the vicious cycle of treating symptoms of disease with drugs and surgery simply create more symptoms, leading to a greater dependence on the pharma cartels. There is a solution. Herbal Healer Academy, headed by the esteemed Dr. Mirijah McCain, have hundreds of natural products to treat the source of disease and illness. Herbal Healer Academy also provides many natural detox products to protect you and your family against chemtrails, aspartame, pesticides, radiation, MSG, and more. Herbal Healer Academy also provides herbs, vitamins, and correspondence courses so you can become an expert in natural medicine. Herbal Healer Academy is one-stop shopping for all of your healthy living needs. Why not call them now for a free brochure? 870-269-4177. For your free brochure, 870-269-4177. Or dial them up on the web at www.herbalhealer.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $288 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Did you read this? Chicago just became the murder capital of America.
I don't understand. It's been a felony to have a gun since 95. I thought that was supposed to prevent murders, not increase them.
Criminals will always find a way to get guns, while the rest of us are just left defenseless.
Chicago authorities have seized over 75,000 firearms since 1995. And now, Chicago's murder rate is twice as high as New York City. Tonight, while you're asleep, criminals will be at work.
Not in Kennesaw, Georgia. In 1982, our city passed a law requiring every household to have a gun. It terrified the criminals, and our violent crime rate is now 75% below the national average. We sleep well here in Kennesaw.
Americans who own guns prevent over a million violent crimes every year and save lives. Get the facts. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Dr. Bill, you've got something going on tomorrow. You're going to be on court on an issue.
He's ensnared.
With property taxes?
Yes. I'm going to be, tomorrow is my debut in court. It'll be the first time I've ever been in court on a matter. I've never had the pleasure of being arrested like Desi and her sons. And this is a civil matter. It has to do with property taxes. And I believe I have resolved the problem administratively. But I don't think the attorneys that are suing me for Travis County or the judge know what that means. So I think they think that we're going to argue the merits of the case tomorrow. And I'm going to go in and basically show them why it's already been resolved, even though they don't know it. But they should know it after tomorrow.
So you're going to make the judge understand.
I'm going to make the judge understand.
Do you understand?
Do you understand?
And I'll probably even have to ask him if he understands.
Judge EYG, truth is stranger than fiction.
And so anyway, if there's any people out there that want to be court watchers, court monitors, it's going to be at the Travis County Courthouse. I think that's on
10th and Guadalupe.
10th and Guadalupe, or 11th, and between 10th and 11th and Guadalupe.
At the county courthouse?
Yeah, the old county courthouse.
Not the new criminal justice building.
Right, the old county courthouse, and it's at 10 a.m., so 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. And they didn't tell me which courtroom. It just said, look in the bulletin board, and I guess it'll show my name, Veith versus Travis County, I would imagine.
It'd be Travis County versus Veith. But it's on the third floor for anybody that goes there and hasn't been. They post a docket sheet on the third floor in the hallway, and you have to go look for Travis County versus Veith, and V-E-I-T-H, and then that will give the courtroom number.
What time is this?
It'll be 10 o'clock tomorrow morning.
10 o'clock.
And like I said, it's probably important to have court watchers and court monitors because these guys will change transcripts. And so anybody that's there, if I might need an affidavit to be written up, that might be helpful.
Yeah, if you want, folks, if you want to, just for pure entertainment purposes, if you want to sit and watch our poop deck officers here, we want to see the vinyl being sucked up off the chairs. This is the time to do it.
I wonder. It just occurred to me. Wouldn't it be wonderful if you got Judge Dietz? I have the greatest respect in the world for Judge Dietz. He studies cases. He actually is a good judge. I mean, he's a marvelous judge. If you got him on this one, I would like to see that. That would be interesting.
That'll be Dietz and Veith.
Yeah, but you won't get Dietz. He's too good.
What do they save this guy for?
Serious questions of law generally. A lot of the attorneys stay away from him because he really, really rules on the law. He's the only judge I've ever seen do that.
Oh, he doesn't rule from the bench?
He studies. He takes the cases home, and he's the only judge I've ever seen read cases before he walks into the courtroom.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was in his courtroom once, and there must have been 20 cases on the docket, and they're all called at the same time, and the attorney in front of me said, "Oh, this is just terrible. How could they possibly do this?" And I said, "Do what?" He said, "How could they call all these cattle call all at the same time?" And I said, "Oh, you watch. This won't take long." And so Judge Dietz just starts calling to the bench, and he said, "This is your order. This is your order. Do you understand it? This is your order," because he's already adjudicated, issued the orders and gives them to the attorneys and asks them if they comprehend his ruling. Because it's already done, and he cleared the 20 cases in 10 minutes. I mean, anybody who really wants to watch a judge and is in this area should go watch John Dietz. He's just awesome.
Really?
Yeah.
A good judge. Now,
yeah.
There's good news.
No, he's awesome.
See, there's an exception to almost every rule.
Well, let's go back to the phones here, and then after the break, I definitely want to get into this quit claim thing because I'm embroiled with the Elgin Bank here, folks, and it's kind of funny what the attorneys are trying to bamboozle us and whatever. But John in Central New York, and John, if you tell me about your cow milking case again, I'm going to cut you off.
I'm trying to stay away from that.
Okay.
Hey, just see, I understand on C-SPAN they were saying that they're going to make a play the game worse now because of 9/11, and we have a criminal in the office of the White House, plus the conspiracy of him being voted in falsely. You can't be voted in if you're have a judgment against you that you're a felon. And so in the interim of it, they're making a seat at C-SPAN. I see that they are saying that we can't chase these people anymore, to the fact that you got to go in front of another board first, to the fact of they're going to make it, see if it's really, a righteous call or not, I guess.
Now, this is what I was talking, Desi, this is what I was talking about earlier on C-SPAN. I was watching this, and I can't remember the guy's name. He's right here from Brown.
Oh, this is the federal dude.
This is the federal thing that they have steering committees. And by the way, John, did you hear the term if these indictments are coming against congressmen or senators, that they'll have these steering committees determine whether the action is frivolous or not? Did you catch that one?
No, I did not.
Yeah, and what have Derek Desi? What have we heard when paperwork, real paperwork, is presented in court, or you try to go to a clerk of courts and start an action?
Yeah, they say it's frivolous.
Well, bingo. Now what they're doing is they're circling their wagons, and they're going to determine whether an action can be taken against a seated congressman or senator. They're circling their wagons right now.
Well, there's always administrative procedure. We've found that that's the answer. Administrative procedures, that's what the bill's going to do. If you take a case of controversy before a court, you give them total discretion.
But now they're starting their own committees.
Committee, so who does it apply to?
But of course, they'll go through the motions here. They'll have their own little hand-picked federal
judge. Well, and as long as people take that stuff seriously and realize it has nothing to do with them, then they'll get away with it.
They were so serious, and they looked so good when they were doing it, Desi.
They have to look serious. It's wag the dog, man.
We have to protect our phony baloney jobs. Harumph. We'll take the break here. Thanks, John, for your call. John in Nevada will take your call, and we want to get into some of this information here. And I want you to understand reinventing government. When they were talking about it during Bill Clinton, I'll tell you why they were talking about it. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
Hey, Jack Blood here. It's been said that those who do not learn from history are doomed to repeat it. It's hard to learn from history, though, with the propaganda, lies, and blatant omissions webbed together by the controlled mediums we count on for our information. That's why the Barnes Review is so valuable to researchers like myself. The Barnes Review carries titles such as Andrew Jackson's Prophetic Warnings, Why Civilizations Self-Destruct, or House of Rothschild, one of my all-time favorites. Why not call the Barnes Review now to receive your copy of their bi-monthly newsletter? Buy $50 worth of books and get a discount on your subscription. The Barnes Review, 877-773-9077. That's 877-773-9077. Or view them online right now at www.barnesreview.com. Or just click on our link at jackblood.com. We'll see you there.
Tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
We'll get to John in Nevada. Get your call. I want to get this out before we get into this, and we'll spend the balance.
How long is it?
It's shorter than you think. I read fast. In early March of 93, President Clinton created what is now called, and I want these people to understand this, how this has been coming around, because just recently they've been talking again, what? Privatizing. Okay, we're talking fascism here, folks. Privatizing Social Security, a public-private partnership.
Let's just say anything that has a re in front of it is bad.
Okay, well, let's make them understand why it's bad. Reinventing government, this national partnership called the NPR. Remember this? Vice President Al Gore to serve as his point man to reinvent government of the United States. Now, they talked about this immediately when Clinton came into office. Defining the term of reinventing government, see if you recognize this. The term reinventing government comes from a book with the same name written by David Osborne and Ted Gabler in 1992. The concept, however, has been in practice in the private sector since the mid-80s. It's already been going on before they talked about it, where it's more commonly referred to as business process reengineering or simply reengineering. Today, these terms, for the most part, are used interchangeably, although some in government still prefer to use what the term reinvent as opposed to re-engineer really means. Trying to discover exactly what is meant by the term reinventing government is not an easy task. Much of what has been written about the subject gets bogged down in jargon, and many of its users don't completely understand it. Jerry Melching, director of the Program on Strategic Computing and Telecommunications in the public sector at Harvard University's Kennedy School of Government, is author of one of the most clear and concise articles written on the subject. In an article for Governing magazine, Melching refers to reinventing government as private sector reengineering. In explaining what reengineering is, he simply states that reengineering is radical change. He then goes on to identify three elements necessary for reengineering to occur. This is what is happening. This is what Bob and the Agenda 21, they're reinventing and redoing all county, state, and federal government. So this is important. It's pertinent. Fundamental change. This is the three ways you can identify it. In the fundamental redesign, all steps in the process are subject to redesign. If not in reengineering, if only a few steps are changed, the sweeping nature of the change distinguishes as reengineering from other organizational changes. Agencies,
all you're talking about is make another agency.
That's exactly what you're saying. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah.
All right.
Another agency, another commission, another bureau.
Got to protect our phony baloney jobs. Rapid progress towards radical goals. True engineering, radical goals that it intends to reach rapidly. Incremental fixes are not reengineering. Reengineering is revolution, not evolution, both in ends and its mean. Now, the selective use of the appropriate informational technology, it's the use of information technology that marks the true distinction between the terms, blah, 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 blah. Well, here's the bottom line on this, folks.
Another agency.
That's exactly what it is.
Another commission.
It's exactly what it is.
Another bureau.
It's exactly what it is.
And then each bureau, each agency, and each commission has the authority to make its own rules and regulations.
Now, here's the point
of all this. But they don't apply to you.
But here's the point. Here's the bullet points of it. Reinventing government will eliminate let's see if we recognize this protocol. Will eliminate the individual as a basic unit of society and replace them with a group organizations. Socializing will to accept is to precede socialization of property. History books are being revised to question the wisdom of the American Revolution. A small number of people will control a large number of groups beyond any accountability to voters. Attributes of sovereignty will be limited.
They just stole the stuff from Ed Griffin, didn't they?
The economic new world order will be established before the political global government is established. Individuals will have no voice in a new democracy. This is why we have been harping on the thing, republic versus democracy. They're over in Iraq doing one thing right now.
We know what they're doing, Jim.
They're occupying and democratizing.
Okay.
Americans will pay the lion's share of this global reconstruction process, folks, through your taxes, and no withdrawal from the global permanent order will be allowed. Welcome to your global governance or new world order.
Well, who is going to allow? Next week I'm going to talk, I've got two Supreme Court cases, to talk about the fact that the created cannot make rules for the creator. Bill and I we've been playing with this property that you don't want. And we think that's kind of funny.
By the way, Hillman that wrote, actually he put the foreword in here and he said some nice things. Robert P. Hillman was the graduate of Loyola University of Chicago with a bachelor's degree in history, taught here at the U of T, and this book was written in 1997.
Right, that's the Murchison chair.
Exactly. Now listen to this. And was he right on target or what?
I want to get to something funny.
Okay, just hold on a second. We'll get the funny after after the fact. This is what he said. He said, Hillman does not expect the full global framework to be in position till around 2050. They're accelerating that, but this is what he said. In 2005, he expects economic and political integration to take a leap forward with the creation of the Free Trade Area of Americas. Bingo, January 2005. That's George Bush's. Hillman was right on target. Just wanted to point that out.
Well, they get away with anything we let them get away with.
But there's not enough people that are knowledgeable about this to put the
brakes on. We're trying. We're trying.
That's what we're doing.
Now
something funny.
Now, well, it's as you know, Bill knows a lot more about money than I do. But since we have no money and then we can't pay our bills, and we only have promissory notes. Here's the way it is. You go in and you sign a promissory note, and you just created the credit into thin air. Then the bank makes you put up the collateral for whatever it is that you just created the credit for. So they have two things going for them. They didn't put up a penny. They don't have anything at risk. I mean, I'm sure this is old news to everybody. So my son, the one that you asked about the website that's not quite ready yet.
That will be up at 9 o'clock Saturday morning if yeah. Paul Martin gets involved with it.
Yeah. He got thinking about this, and he thought, well, you know, why don't we just, because the promissory note is all controlling, and they can't give you the promissory note back. Because it either goes to the Federal Reserve to pledge for the banks to get credit, or it floats commercially, or a facsimile of it floats commercially. But anyway, they can't give you the promissory note back. And the promissory note is the thing of substance, if there is such a thing as substance. So we decided in the case of your property that you didn't want it anymore, and this would be something to play with. So you went into the bank and told them you wanted to give them the property back,
right.
But you wanted your property back, which is the promissory note.
Right.
At which point they fed you bill of goods, which sounded good to you because you're naive and hadn't played this game before. And they said, oh, no, it would be better to...
Is she this mean to you, Bill?
No.
Gosh.
It's true, isn't it? You thought they were so nice to you.
I've been the brunt of it before, Jack.
Okay.
So,
right.
So what they said is, well, I mean, but it sounded good. And you didn't know any better. I mean, you do now, but you didn't. And they're the bankers. Everybody falls for this every day. So they said, no, it would be better if you don't want the property anymore to let us foreclose on the property. And then all that would happen is you'll take a hickey on your credit. So that's just wonderful. Well, what happens in that case is the bank.
Now, there's a term in law, a hickey on your credit. Okay.
Yeah. So what happens then is they get the property back. They get to keep the promissory note and they get a write off on their taxes because of the repossession. So they have three things going for them, and you get the hickey. So it doesn't work out so swell. So, Bill, you went in with them.
Yeah, I went in, and we did what was called a quitclaim deed. We had John and his wife quitclaim deed the property back to the bank. Just give it back to them and say, we'll give you your collateral back, and you give us our collateral back, which is the
And
rent.
You get to keep all the money we paid on it. We just want the promissory note
right.
back.
And then you get the property. So anyway, we came in today to the studio, and John and his wife showed us this letter that they got from the bank's attorney. And, John, do you want to read your letter?
Oh, sure.
You got a much better talking voice than me.
Because Sandra actually did quitclaim the deed and file it.
Right. And it's just regarding the promissory note executed by Sandra Anderson, blah, blah, blah. And stop me when you want to make a point here. Dear Ms. Anderson, this letter is written to you in our capacity as attorneys for Algon Bank of Texas and is to be read together with the enclosed notice. They give you instructions.
Okay. No, the notices are going to foreclose.
Elgin Bank of Texas has placed a note referred to the above, the note, in the hands for collection, and it has provided to us a copy of the quitclaim deed, which purports to convey the property covered by the deed of trust referred to the above deed of trust.
Purports my foot.
To Elgin Bank in satisfaction of the indebtedness evidenced by the note. The bank has not accepted this quitclaim deed and does not accept the same.
Yeah, they don't want their property back.
If they let you give them the property back, then it will deprive them of their opportunity to take it back from them.
Right.
To put a hickey on my credit.
Right.
Okay. The quitclaim deed is therefore a nullity. They're saying it doesn't exist. They just said here that it doesn't exist.
It's only in public record.
Yeah, you filed it into the public courthouse, but it doesn't exist, John.
It's a nullity now.
We don't like this.
I like these terms, hickeys and nullities.
Uh-huh.
An affidavit of the non-acceptance is being executed on behalf of the bank and will be recorded.
Oh, no, we don't want it. We're going to put in an affidavit. We don't want it.
They don't want your property back.
They don't want it back.
Uh-uh.
Well, see, there's a problem here.
Well, keep going, and that's where the problem comes in.
An affidavit of the non-acceptance is being... Okay, I already did that. Okay, here it is. The bank has not accepted this quitclaim deed and does not accept the same. The quitclaim deed is therefore a nullity. An affidavit of non-acceptance is being executed in behalf of the bank and will be recorded in the official public records of Bastrop County, Texas.
Would those be the same records you recorded, the quick claim deeds?
Yeah, this doesn't exist. This is a melody here. We're ignoring this. If we don't look at it, it doesn't. Okay. Now, it says, in accordance with the terms of the note, you're advised that the note is in default as described above. Oh, here comes the hickey. You are allowed a period of 20 days during which you may cure the default.
Pay the money.
And avoid acceleration of maturity of the note. See, uh-huh. They're threatening to turn this over to a collection agency for the full amount of the note.
No, they're not. They're threatening to foreclose on the property.
I just gave them back.
Right. No. They're not accepting it.
Well, they got to, because I don't want it.
But. No, they can't take it because they don't want you to give it to them because they want to foreclose on it.
And there's a reason they
want to. So they can put a hickey on
it. Right. They already have your property back, but they don't want it back because they didn't take it back. And if they don't get to take it back, they don't get all the things that come with it.
And what comes with this?
For them, it gets the property. It gets the write-off, the tax write-off for the foreclosure. And they get to keep the promissory note.
And something else happens.
But now they're obligated to give you the promissory note back.
But they don't want to do that.
No, they want the promissory note because they monetize notes.
They can't give it back.
Oh, no. Here's something that makes them very, very nervous. So we went into the bank. They gave us nothing. They didn't run into the vault with a bag full of money and say, here, now go pay for this property. No, what we did is we created the credit.
Right.
By signing the promissory note. Your signature created the credit.
And paid the developer for it.
But now the bank gets to do something that's called fractionalized reserve banking.
Right.
Bill. And what does the bank get to do at this point?
Well, they get to take that, let's say it's a $35,000 note. They put that on their books as an asset. And then they can either sell the note or they can monetize it by creating, lending money or more credit against that note to the tune of about 9 or 10 times. So they could potentially lend $350,000 in credit
like a good deal.
Holding that note
there
on
there. There could be 10 people that want loans, and look what I did. I just created this.
That's why they don't want to give it back to you.
They don't want to give it back to you because they want to continue to hold a promissory note. They never, ever want to give that back, doubt that they can. But they don't ever want to give it back. But the deal is you traded the promissory note and the property for the credit. Now you come in with a fair deal. They can keep the money that you paid, the 10 grand you've already paid. They get their property back and you get your property back. Even Stephen, clean switch.
But they don't want to do it. They said that it's a nullity. They don't want it. It doesn't exist.
No, what it's called is FRAUD at this point.
There's a little thing you can do. I don't know if we have time to cover it.
Yeah, Kuniyuki.
Why don't you explain the Kuniyuki?
Well, we have this thing. We go around saying we're going to Kuniyuki that dude.
Kuniyuki.
Yeah, Kuniyuki. We just love this. He was an attorney in Hawaii, and my friend Wayne devised this system. And what happened is he had a friend who had a dispute with another set of people. These people on the surface sued let's call it John Doe. They sued John Doe.
It was a private matter, private lawsuit, private contract.
Right, and so these other dudes sued John Doe. Well, John Doe is a friend of my friend, Wayne. So Wayne did up, when he read the lawsuit, he looked at it, and it looks for all intents and purposes, and you ought to start reading these lawsuits, that Joe Smith sued John Doe. That's what it says on the paperwork. Those are the plaintiffs and the defendants. But when we come to the complaint, who signs it? Kuniyuki signed it.
The attorney. Not the complainants.
Only the attorney. So who?
Not the party to the contract.
Who actually sued?
The attorneys.
The attorneys.
And then how are they a party to this contract?
Well, that's exactly right. How are they? So my friend Wayne makes up this thing and says, acceptance of contract. And he said, since you chose to trespass on a private contract, then you're going to have to pay. You're going to have to pay $100,000 for the trespass. And if you don't dismiss your trespass within 3 days, it's going to cost you $300,000.
Can I Kuniyuki these
people? Yes. You bet you can.
I got a Kuniyuki him.
Actually,
I'm going to avoid the hickey.
Actually, John, what he did was he did what was called a conditional acceptance.
Right.
He said, I'll accept your trespass into this private matter between me and this person that I do have a contract
with. Step right ahead.
On two conditions.
And you're dead.
The first condition is you produce in writing the power of attorney that you can act, that you have for, you know, to act on their behalf. In other words, I want to see your power of attorney that you can even speak for them. And then the second condition is you pay me $100,000 for the trespass, and you do this within 10 days, and if you send me anything else, Other than that, within that 10 days, then it's triple damages and you owe me $300,000.
So immediately the attorneys go out and file something into the court. Oh, new contract. This is our second offer to contract. Now we have the second one. Well, what happened with the Kuniyuki thing is he charged the clients $30,000 a month for 10 months. Because he was on the hook.
Didn't he actually speak to a judge about it, or wasn't there a hearing about
it?
Oh,
yeah,
there
was a
hearing. The judge said you're on the hook for it.
Right, said there's nothing I can do about it. I mean, because the way that the contract is written, if performance is acceptance, and so he accepted it when he filed something into the court and didn't dismiss the case. And you like this now, don't you?
Now John likes it.
Yeah, and Jane Smith never sued John Doe because Jane Smith would have signed the complaint. It should have been the one that sued. You see where I'm going with this?
Uh-huh.
So what happened was the attorney knew he was on the hook now for either $100,000 or $300,000, and because he performed on the contract rather than dismissing it, so he started overbilling his clients, and his clients couldn't no longer afford the attorney, so they fired the attorney and dropped the lawsuit that they originally had against
and settled with John Doe, who they
did
sued
they
originally.
Did they have to pay him?
Yeah, they paid him.
Oh.
Yeah, so they settled with John Doe after they paid $300,000 to the attorney.
I wonder if Aiken Aiken LLP of Georgetown, Texas, knows that I don't like hickeys and that they're going to be Kuniyuki. If you're listening to the program tonight, Aiken and Aiken LLP, I'm going to Kuniyu you.
I guarantee you he's never been Kuniyuki before and he has no idea what's coming.
It's going to cost him a lot of money. We'll be right back, folks.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $288 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
And boys and girls, what did we learn today? That you can Kuniyuki and avoid the hickey. All right.
And you're in a much better position because you get the hickey, but they get the kuniyuki.
And cool. That ain't pretty.
Well, and you know these characters are going to fall, and they're going to try to create another contract, which, geez, maybe we can get some money out of these people.
That's true. Let's take this call, and I'll see if I can finish with kuniyuki.
John in Nevada, you've been holding since 519. Please, sir, go ahead.
35 minutes.
Yes, you have.
Bless your heart.
I heard you a few weeks ago talking about fee simple title. I understand what fee simple title is. And I want to know if my auto title does not say fee simple, does that mean that I don't own it in law as in the English law? That's one question.
What does your title say?
I don't know exactly. It says title state in Nevada.
Oh, no. I made up a private contract, a fee simple title private contract. Paid silver to the seller.
Right.
And that's what I carry in my car as registration.
Oh, okay.
Instead of registration.
Oh, okay. Now, is that something that you could do with your property as far as real property?
Real property is tough because they fight like sons against to keep that. They don't care so much when a car gets away, but they're fighting it. We're fighting property taxes on a number of fronts this year and in various ways. So stay tuned for the property tax. I can't give you a definitive answer.
Then I have a question. Does Nevada, through their constitution, permit the property tax? And I've got Article 10 of the Nevada Constitution, Section 1, that says about taxation, the legislature shall provide by law for a uniform and equal rate of assessment and taxation and shall prescribe such regulations as shall secure a just valuation for taxation of all real property, personal, and possessory.
Okay, what you just talked about is regulation. You didn't talk about law. You talked about regulation. Regulation comes from, it regulates a code. And what you did not say was the legislature has the power to lay and collect taxes.
It doesn't say that. I've looked through the entire Article 10 of the Constitution.
Without that, they have absolutely no power to tax. They cannot pass on any way they look at it. They can't pass on a power they don't have.
Really? So then the Nevada Department of Taxation.
Oh, Department of Taxation. That's the agency. That's the agency.
Right. They don't have a valid mechanism in order to levy a property tax.
No, they do not. So what you have to do is you have to ferret out the code and the regulation and see if there's a substantive regulation. I'll bet you'll find that applies only to the agency.
Okay. Yeah. Because my property taxes were reassessed basically to the tune of like 35% or 40% this year, kind of like a 1978 California Prop
13
thing.
Everybody is being raped with property taxes this year.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you for calling and holding.
Thank you, appreciate it very much. True Seekers, folks, don't forget tonight from 7 to 9:30 down at Serrano's at Lincoln Village. Mike Hansen's going to be there. Jack Blood, the Republic Broadcasting, he's going to be down there. They're going to be looking at the issue: should I take the flu shot? And having some excerpts from some very fine videos down there by Mark and David Geyer. This is good stuff, folks, educational stuff. So show up. And then tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock at the
Travis County Courthouse.
Thank you. Travis County Courthouse. It'll be on the 10th floor as to what courtroom it is. Third floor.
Probably
rather.
Third floor.
Do you have 1 minute? And I'll finish kuniyuki.
We have exactly 1 minute. But I'm going to take that opportunity next time, Desi, on the kuniyuki. We'll be a little bit further along with this. At any rate, folks, 800-724-2719. We need your donations because we have yet to start kicking butt, okay? We have yet to begin to fight. And ladies and gentlemen, this is the place where it's centering. So help us out. Call Sandra right now at 800-724-2719. No donation too small or too large. Come on, folks. Do it. It'll make you feel better. We got a lot of work to do. We're just now getting started. So give Sandra a call right now at 800-724-2719 to make that sizable donation so we can continue the fight to restore our republic, folks. And we'll see Desi back here next Thursday. Thank you, Mr. Veith. Appreciate it very much. Be back.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
RBNLive.com.